Businesses and residents in the West Cork town of Bantry are today counting the cost of flooding in the town, which impacted around 20 properties. Main Street and New Street in the town were badly affected. Bantry is a high-risk area, having flooded four times in 18 months between 2018 and 2020, and a flood relief scheme is currently in planning. We can talk now to Danielle Delaney, chairperson of the Bantry Business Association. Danielle, good afternoon and welcome to the programme. Can you tell us about the flooding in the town and the properties affected? How bad is the damage?
Well, people are kind of, I guess, assessing the damage today and trying to get cleaned up. The reason I'm on the line with you instead of any of the business owners, I spoke with quite a few this morning and they simply said they're too upset. They're too upset. They're too angry. It's been 4 years since this exact same thing happened. 4 years ago, somebody came down from the government, had a walk around town, looked at all the damage and said, don't worry. We have another minister coming to look at us and tell us he can fix it. And they're angry. They're upset. They're trying to clean up the remnants of what they've got left. And even those who didn't flood, they lost a day's business yesterday. They had to close early.
What kind of damage was done?
So yesterday we were at low tide, which generally is safe for us with flooding. The water fell so fast and came down from the mountain behind us. The culverts under the town, our underwater system, basically isn't big enough to deal with it. And the water came up through the streets, through the drains, through the businesses. And New Street, it pushed up a manhole cover and water was spraying up through the street. So it flooded into approximately 20 premises. Some people had floodgates up and the water came up through their floors. Some people didn't. It's just the water came from everywhere.
The Taoiseach has put out today, he said that financial supports will be made available to the homes and businesses impacted by the flooding. What's your response to that?
It's fantastic that there is support for them. But we had this 4 years ago as well. We got, I think it was Red Cross at the time, provided financial support, which was greatly needed. And the people are going to need it. They're going to need it to get through the winter. But we need a more permanent solution. This is 4 years later, and the exact same thing has happened. Last time it blew a hole in the middle of New Street. This time it just blew up a manhole cover.
All right. Danielle, thank you for speaking with us today, and good luck to you and the businesses and residents in Bantry with the cleanup operation today.